How's it going, guys? Past level question, neurofarm, step one, internal medicine, 2CK, 33-year-old man. He has a today history of fever and photophobia, his history of IV drug use, temperature 103 Fahrenheit. Physical examination shows a stiff neck, so clearly this is meningitis here. If you have the combination of photophobia with meningismus or nuchal rigidity, that's meningitis. If they say confusion, that's going to be encephalitis. If you have a combination of both, that's meningoencephalitis. RBCs, negative. Okay, so this is a little bit unusual that I wrote under one is normal, but there's 1 to 3, still considered negative for US Civilian. They'll do this sometimes. Okay, up to 3 to 4 per high powered field, they'll consider negative. There's no specific cutoff. If they want RBCs, they'll literally give you like 50 to 100 plus. Okay, it's not going to be borderline. All right, this is negative. And then white blood cells, we have PMNs that are positive. Some of you are like, what the fuck? You need to know this is neutrophils. Okay, so neutrophils are high, glucose low, protein high. So let's just hop through most appropriate pharmacologic therapy. Choice A, cyclovir, wrong fucking answer. So if we had herpes encephalitis, 6 out of 7 questions, they're going to give you positive RBCs. That's the hallmark of herpes encephalitis. Okay, so confusion, right? And it's the reason you get RBCs is because of temporal lobe hemorrhage. And the CT will usually be negative. So let's say dude's got confusion and a fever. He's got 500 RBCs per microliter in the CSF. CT without contrast shows no abnormalities. And then there's an EEG showing spikes over the temporal region. You're like, well, they said something temporal there. That's going to be herpes encephalitis. So you treat with acyclovir. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, amphotericin B, wrong fucking answer. So if this is going to be fungal, which would be Cryptococcus neoformans meningitis, holy shit, he's an IV drug user, but doesn't mean it has to be Cryptococcus here. Well, you would get low glucose, you would get high protein, true, but rather than high PMNs, neutrophils, you'd have high lymphocytes. So I don't really know what to tell you. You got to know your basic CSF findings, all right? So fungal and bacterial are both going to have low glucose and high protein, but bacterial is going to give you high PMNs, neutrophils. Fungal is going to give you high lymphocytes. Amphotericin B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, flucytosine, wrong fucking answer. Okay, so this can be used with amphotericin B in the treatment of Cryptococcus neoformans meningitis. Amphotericin B is the drug US Civilian wants. They're not going to list B and C alongside each other here. The fact that I did this is how you know they're both wrong fucking answers, okay? But in real life, they would do amphotericin B plus flucytosine followed by a fluconazole taper, okay? But if they just ask you in US Civilian, they're just going to want amphotericin B. They don't ask flucytosine, really. I mean, they don't. You might see it show up as a wrong answer on occasion. Okay, I'm telling you the factoid that it could be used in combination with amphotericin B as initial treatment for Cryptococcus, but it's not going to get assessed on US Civilian. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, methylprednisolone, wrong fucking answer. So IV corticosteroid, which does have a role sometimes with meningitis. Okay, right? So confirmed strep pneumomeningitis as an example, steroids can be used with antibiotics to decrease mortality. US Civilian is not going to go this route for meningitis. They're not going to do that, all right? The role of methylprednisolone, the role of steroids for the CNS is going to be for malignancy. If there's a primary CNS tumor, e.g. of the cerebellum, okay, glioblastoma multiforme, et cetera, or it mets to the spinal column, okay, causing neurologic dysfunction, they want you to know that steroids are the first thing we do, okay? But for meningitis, you can be somewhat peripherally aware. Okay, they can be shown to decrease mortality on some occasions, but US Civilian is not going to assess it directly. Choice D, wrong fucking answer. Choice Z, vanc plus ceftriaxone, correct answer. It's standard empiric therapy for suspected bacterial meningitis, which is going to be, as I said before, low glucose, high protein, high neutrophils. It's past level, okay? And you're going to, for those of you studying for 2CK, you're going to do antibiotics before lumbar puncture. Holy shit, okay? Whereas this can be confusing because with suspected endocarditis, murmur plus fever, you're going to do blood cultures before antibiotics. So it can be annoying to memorize that sequence there. But for endocarditis, you're going to do blood cultures before antibiotics. But for meningitis, you're going to do antibiotics before lumbar puncture. Okay. Correct answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.